Chapter 3, Practice 1. Tom is listening to a story on the radio. You now have 40 seconds to study the questions below. Now listen to the story. When you hear a beep, answer the question. The story will be played 2 times. The story will begin now.
Once upon a time, there lived a wealthy man called Richard. He was the owner of a toy factory, and he lived in a new house with 15 bedrooms on top of a hill. From his bedroom window, he could see the town below. The people in the town were poor and lived in dark little houses. Every day, Richard sat by the window and counted his money. He was rich, but he didn't know what to do with his wealth, so he usually spent it on himself.
Question 1. Which house did Richard live in? Question 2. Which of the following is true?
It was Christmas Day. Richard was enjoying his huge Christmas dinner when there was a knock at the door. He opened the door and saw an old man from the town standing there.
"Ugh! You look like a beggar. Go away!" cried Richard.
"I haven't got much money, but I'm not a beggar," said the old man. "The people in the town need your help," the old man went on. "They can't celebrate Christmas because they don't have enough food and they haven't got money to buy toys for their children for Christmas. The children are sad. They think Santa has forgotten them."
"I'm afraid I can't help. Goodbye,"
said Richard, and he slammed the door.
Question 3. Who knocked on Richard's door on Christmas Day? Question 4. Why were the children sad?
After he ate his big dinner, Richard fell asleep. He had a strange dream. In his dream, he visited the town below. He saw people eating the food that he threw away. Many families only had a few potatoes for their Christmas dinner. He went into a house. He saw a family of 6 living in one room with 2 small beds. Some of the children slept on the floor.
Question 5. Which of the following did Richard see in his dream? Question 6. What problem did the family in Richard's dream have?
Suddenly, Richard woke up.
"Oh dear," said Richard. "I've been very selfish."
He hurried to his toy factory and wrapped up lots of lovely toys. Then he looked in his wardrobe for his red clothes and black boots. He got dressed and went down to the town and made all the children very happy.
Question 7. What happened at the end of the story? Question 8. What does the story tell us? Question 9. What is the best title for the story? Listen to the story again and check your answers.
Once upon a time, there lived a wealthy man called Richard. He was the owner of a toy factory, and he lived in a new house with 15 bedrooms on top of a hill. From his bedroom window, he could see the town below. The people in the town were poor and lived in dark little houses. Every day, Richard sat by the window and counted his money. He was rich, but he didn't know what to do with his wealth, so he usually spent it on himself. It was Christmas Day. Richard was enjoying his huge Christmas dinner when there was a knock at the door. He opened the door and saw an old man from the town standing there.
"Ugh! You look like a beggar. Go away!" cried Richard.
"I haven't got much money, but I'm not a beggar," said the old man. "The people in the town need your help," the old man went on. "They can't celebrate Christmas because they don't have enough food and they haven't got money to buy toys for their children for Christmas. The children are sad. They think Santa has forgotten them."
"I'm afraid I can't help. Goodbye,"
said Richard, and he slammed the door. After he ate his big dinner, Richard fell asleep. He had a strange dream. In his dream, he visited the town below. He saw people eating the food that he threw away. Many families only had a few potatoes for their Christmas dinner. He went into a house. He saw a family of six living in one room with two small beds. Some of the children slept on the floor. Suddenly, Richard woke up.
"Oh dear," said Richard. "I've been very selfish."
He hurried to his toy factory and wrapped up lots of lovely toys. Then he looked in his wardrobe for his red clothes and black boots. He got dressed and went down to the town and made all the children very happy.
This is the end of practice 1.